Hey, man, you got your fishing pole?
Got my fishing pole?
Yeah, man, we going fishing.
Man, I ain't going no fishing, man. I got this strap. These streets is hot.
Hey, man, you need to call Hooked on Fishing, Not on Violence at 916-889-0105. Hooked on Fishing, Not on Violence. It's brought to you by Wise Words with One Gone Show, and we can work it out in. Hooked on Fishing and Not on Violence. It's taking the guns out of our kids' hands and putting a rod and reel in them. We are located at 2251 Florin Road in South Sacramento. That's Hooked on Fishing, Not on Violence. Join the crew and save a kid. You know how we do.
Thank you all for riding with us, and chiming in on some of the situations that we came across and some of the topics that we spoke on. I'm just going to play music, and if you want to call, the call-in number is 347-205-9722. That's 347-205-9722. Hey, so the mayor of Sacramento has money to bring Ukrainians over here and house them, and yet we have so many homeless people out in our streets. How does that work? Call me, 347-205-9722. Good morning, y'all. Good morning.
Good time.
listening to Rose Family Radio. I'm DJ One Gone. Got to give a shout out to Lisa Ware, along with her husband, Aaron Ware. Also, Donald Pooh, Miss Rebecca Person, Miss Rebecca Broadway, Brandon Miller, Better Be Hauling and Better Be Plumbing, Vincent Purnell. We have so many people we want to say hello to and thank you for listening. Y'all just keep on riding, man. It is the Wise Words of One Gone Show. It's Wellness Month, and we're representing Rose Family Radio. Let's move.
Everything is going wrong for love. Nobody knows the way you feel about it, 'cause only you know. You can't leave it alone. Ah, oh, here we go again. We'll be right back.
Picking up and taking off in a major way around here in the California. The state has lifted up the mandate of wearing masks. So you don't have to wait until you get to an establishment to pull off your mask and go up in there. Go up in there with your mask, and if you're eating, that's the only time I think you'd take that thing off. And for those that are running around with the mask on, we want to clap our hands for you because you are doing what is needed to be done. What I do know is that the flu wasn't high. Colds wasn't being passed around because of the mask. We ain't got to just talk about COVID. We're talking about other air-transmitted illnesses. And so I need y'all to know, man, wearing your mask, even if they say the COVID is over, there's other disease and other air-transmitted viruses besides COVID that we want to miss, and I hope that you're listening with both ears. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm going to my friend from Singapore, Sir Mike. Sir Mike, introduce yourself to the people. We haven't heard from you in a minute.
Yes. Hi, Tim. How are you?
I'm blessed, Sir Mike. I'm blessed to be here, able to breathe this good air and stand tall through it all. How are you?
Okay, thank you, guys. I mean, since the last time we have talked, I mean, so many events, chain events happen globally or internally or between the nations or within the nations. And, I mean, it was really calamities after calamities after calamities for humanity. I mean, we have had so much flood, so much mass snow around the globe. I mean, everywhere you look at it, I mean, we had, still over 100 ships are parked in Los Angeles to empty their, equipment and food supply and many other items. Still, they're behind after so many months. Isn't that interesting?
It is. It is. It is funny how the world has been changing over the last 2 years when we first start talking about COVID. What I do know is that once they parked all them ships out in the ocean with all that cargo, things start going up. The prices start going up. The gas is going up. Everything is going haywire. What is going on, Sir Mike?
I mean, I have to start take you guys back a little bit from the start, and we refresh the minds of the people. And we have to fill up the gaps that we have. We were not talking. And then we bring it to the latest news and information, what's going on right now. I mean, last time, with your help, we brought humanity to understanding that they need a kind of, you know, barrier between the people and their, you know, cashiers or doctors or whatever, you know, before checking. So we saw they put that one on right away, within 2 months after we keep shouting in your radio station. And everywhere you go, now there is a, you know, barrier between the cashier or barrier between the, wherever you go, there is a small, you know, material is made of, not glass, it's made of, you know, a special plastic that, you know, so it's high enough so people can do business. Maybe underneath you can get money or whatever you want to do, but then it gives some more protection for the people working in the other side. And then we told you guys, please, we need N95 mask. And now in United States of America, they put N95 mask when it was almost end of the COVID, as they proclaim it, but I don't see it's end of COVID at all. COVID has no start, no beginning, has no end, and no end of the ends, let's put it. It's ongoing process, it's an ongoing sickness, because, you know, in Singapore, if we don't put the shots, we don't get any medical care. I mean, if we get it, it all have to be on our burden, which is very high. You know, you just say, see a doctor, doctors charge you 300 Singaporean dollars. And, you know, if...
Wait, Sir Mike. You saying that in Singapore, you have to pay to get the shot?
No. Those people who do not put the shots, because many people here, they don't want to put the shots because we eat good food in Singapore and et cetera. And, you know, and, you know, we know immunity, and for sure, we already have it. I mean, everybody has Omicron, pretty much. Everybody survived Omicron. So once you get so many of, you know how many times they said Delta, Beta, Theta. I mean, there were so many names. So everybody, you know, has some kind of, I mean, somebody has catch it already and have immunity. But the only thing is a blood test to do, and the blood test, they will do it for you because they know if they show blood test that you have a high immunity, then they say, well, okay, you don't need the shot. So because of that, that's what is going to happen. Still, I think right now people are going to go for the shot for every year, the fourth shot, and then after that, the fifth shot for every year, sixth shot every year, etc. But, I mean, many people, they haven't put it. I mean, Africa, they haven't put it. I mean, Middle East, they haven't put it. And many countries, they haven't put it. I mean, if really they want to eradicate this, they have to have much better program, much better deal. But right now, with all this events, current events, it's happening that we will get back soon. But, you know, it's just COVID is just poof, it's gone out of the air right now. Right now, people have surgeries, into surgeries around the globe, and they don't test them anymore. Usually the protocol was say you need to be tested before the surgery. Now I think they don't even do that in many areas now. I mean, they don't put even gloves in their hands anymore. I mean, it's, but as a result, this is going to hit with another more than Omicron soon, within 2-3 months. And that would be the mother of all COVID. Because as soon as they give the guards down, as soon as they say, oh, we are okay, we are not follow the protocol, chain protocol for cleanliness and et cetera, you know, you are just right now, we are all at the mercy of the doctors and nurses. And, you know, the system is crashing in every direction globally and internally. And because, you know, they don't have all the good doctors. Maybe they said, we don't put the shot. We go open our own businesses, or we'll be our own bosses. Or they left. So we have lack of doctors nationwide, globally as well, too. So so many patients, few doctors, and system is crashing with it in front of our eyes, but we haven't looked at it that way yet. But people are unhappy with their services they get. There is no more quality of care at all. Quality of care, pretty much, you see a doctor who cares for you, you grab that doctor with 100%. You do not leave that doctor at all. Because if you leave that doctor, the next doctor and the next one, it will be not caring, not quality care. It's just you're talking to a doctor. Doctor just put a head down and go out of the door. What kind of quality care is that?
Wow.
Go ahead, my friend.
So watch this, Sir Mike. Sir Mike, I want to ask you, first of all, yeah, I haven't talked to you in a while, and I'm glad that you called from Singapore. How's the weather over in Singapore, and how has the Delta virus and the Omicron treated your people over there?
I mean, it's still got the lowest in the world. I mean, you can go to the website of, you know, Singaporean Department of Defense, you know, and you will see that, I mean, right now in Singapore, still we have, I mean, last time we told you how many people were infected and et cetera, it was like less than, say it was less than 10,000, and still it still is within that range. I mean, it's not going to be higher. I mean, we are doing good. We were always doing good because we went to China. As soon as the China got, said we have COVID, Singaporean went inside and got information. They know how to combat the thing. And, you know, so because we are very close to China. And it's island, and we always trying to keep the Singapore a little bit, add to it too. We keep building more artificial island extension to the island. So we are good. I mean, but still, they want us to put the shot, and we don't put the shot. We don't get free medical. That we used to get from Singapore, and that's going to be backfiring. So we are pretty much going back to India sometime soon. So down the road, I have to call you from India. But because we cannot take a shot. And
okay, let me ask the question. Do do the Singapore people want the shot, or they don't want the shot because they eat healthy food and their immune system is strong enough to fight off this virus? Is that can you give me something on that?
Yes, you know, many people, they put BCG. BCG is a vaccine for tuberculosis. It was happened in 1960s, around that, the 1950s, 60s. Many people have had BCG vaccine. And those people who have put a BCG vaccine, pretty much they're immune to COVID. Because BCG vaccine is go after those antibodies that COVID makes and make people sick. And so basically those people that put BCG, right now, actually some areas in India, we saw they use BCG vaccine right away. And the BCG vaccine, and then people got well from the COVID too. So we have seen the very first time it came, I told you about that a long time ago, but they did not study it really hard. So many people that who have put BCG vaccine really, they don't want it. I mean, many, for any reason you don't want it. It's your body, your choice, you know? That's fine. But, somebody wants to go take it every year, that's why. We don't say no, don't take it. But it has to be the body, it should be a choice. This vaccine, I know that when you put the flu shot, before, I put the flu shot before, 40 years ago, 30 years ago, I was keep getting pneumonia after pneumonia after pneumonia. Doctor told me, said, don't ever put a flu shot again. So for 40 years, I have never put a flu shot. So how is that possible? Is my body my choice? Every time they can say, put a flu shot, I'm sorry, I'm allergic to it. I cannot do it. I will not do it because I know if I put it, probably it will be the very bad pneumonia I will get, which is it would be close to COVID. And then they say, you have COVID, and then God help me. I'm not going to do that. So, doctors should, everybody know that. So is your body, my choice, your body, your choice. If anybody wants to put it, we don't say, no, don't put it. Go ahead. It's your information. It's your decision. We respect your decision, but you have to respect the decision of other people as well. That
yes.
Maybe if they have medical issues, they cannot put it, and you have to respect them. And, we should not be divided on that. We should be united because we need united we stand, divide, division, force. And now, all the N95 mask, I told you from day one, N95 mask. I was the very first person, and I'm proudly saying that. But then, now, everywhere United States go to any pharmacist, they put N95 mask for you. To pick up free, and usually people go, I see a report of it that people go pick up like 10, each one pick up 10, etc. But that's good, that's for the future, because COVID is not gone, COVID is just dormant right now, maybe, but it's going to wake up again. And, it's going to create problems.
So let me ask you this question, Sir Mike. The question is, the COVID 19 is dormant right now, you're saying, and so it is going to show its ugly head again, right? And so in
sure.
it showing
COVID,
its
mother,
ugly
mother
head
for
again,
COVID.
Do,
for COVID
you,
is coming. Yes.
Do you think the mother of all COVID is going to have the news and the media put all them numbers up like they did before when we were talking 2 years ago. Because you and I talked about it when COVID first hit, when they only had one or two cases. We were talking about this this virus 2 years ago, and March would make it 2 years, because we was talking about it in February.
Yes.
Of 2020, I believe, 2020, because it had just turned 2020.
Yes.
And we were talking about this. Now, this new COVID that may come up, the mother of all COVID, do you think, my question is, that this mother of all COVID is going to take out a lot of people like the first one?
Okay, yeah, this is supposed to be designed to kill more humanity, because you see, the thing is, right now, we can go touch base a little bit on Ukraine, what has happened. You know, in Ukraine, there were almost 3 months, Putin put the troops there and said to the Ukraine, please become a part of NATO. If you become part of NATO, the NATO forces, they can put a special nuclear, missile from the Ukraine that can hit Moscow in less than 5 minutes. So basically what happened, they said, oh, Ukraine is going to be a part of NATO. And we have a speech, impassionate, if YouTube it, say impassionate speech of Zelensky. You should be able, he was said that whether, if it's truly they want us to be part of NATO, but this is done like 2 months ago, his speech. He said that if really they want us to be part of NATO, then they need to put us under the wing of NATO. But it seems everything went sour. And, to many people, we think that it was a setup. Ukraine was a ground zero setup for World War III, because right now, Russia has a full invasion of Ukraine, which we are sorry, and we salute of Ukraine for their bravery. We salute the people of Ukraine for their, you know, wisdom and all their strength. We hope that they get the mother of all strength so they can fight back with the Russian troops, but we are not sure how long they can stand anymore. Maybe two more days, maybe tonight or tomorrow maybe, but the fall of Kyiv is coming. There's no question. Whether it's tomorrow, whether it's next week. But the question is here, Germany is sent, you know, a Stinger missile to to Ukraine. Poland sent a lot of hardware and military materials to Zelensky. So we can see that before Putin said, hey, I'm not, if anybody wants to do that, help Zelensky, we are going to nuke them. So already his nuclear, he put all his nuclear missile out of the area, put it in the highways in Moscow and different area. He already pinpointed. It just is already pre-programmed. Just order comes, just the person in charge will push it, and cities and after cities will be evaporated soon. And so, sorry. Then we go back, another thing we saw that during the 3 days ago, war in Ukraine, all the secret labs, underground labs that were having, you know, it's similar with China. You remember China lab was secret in Wuhan, I believe, that it was the virus escaped. Russia bombed all those facilities and also bombed two facilities of nuclear facilities in Ukraine, storage facilities. So we can see the new mother of all COVID or new mother of all viruses is going to pop up sometimes soon, because all the secret labs was done by United States in Ukraine, in Kyiv area and Kharkiv and many other areas that were bombed. And why they bombed those places? Because it's, you know, it's a secret, you know, lab for, you know, for the future germ or et cetera, warfare germs. So anyway, so that's another situation we need to look at it, please, because this is dangerous, what it has taken place, and God knows what will happen as a result of all this, you know, nuclear materials are caught into fire, is going towards Europe, and it's also those secret labs exploded, and it goes to different, areas, or maybe those refugees that are going to go to Poland are going to be the new carriers for this new mother of all viruses or mother of all COVID. And they're going to disperse it from Poland, and from Poland goes to Europe and around the globe. And this wow. needs to be urgent attention that we need to monitor it and see what will happen. And Polish, you know, borderline, to me, they should give them a maybe neutral zone in that area, keep them there for a while. I mean, they need to be test these people like a hawk. I mean, each one, they have to get a real good medical care, and to make sure that they are not sick of any kind before they enter into their beloved country. Go ahead, Tim, my friend.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. They said there are thousands, hundreds of thousands of refugees waiting at the border of Poland and different other borders trying to escape the Russian attack. The thing about that is that our mayor here in Sacramento, he has money to bring the Ukrainians over here to America and house them and give them jobs when we have a street full of people already homeless. Most of them are mentally ill. They need a mental facility for some of these folks. Not only our mayor is doing that, but a lot of other mayors in the United States are banding together to bring these people over here, just like they did the people from Afghanistan. And what's happening is it's overloading the city that I live in that was already overpopulated. We already have millions and millions of homeless people on the streets, no health care, passing all diseases and whatnot. And here we are then to bring the Ukrainians over here. I just don't understand how that's going to happen when you already have Americans that are homeless, displaced, and you haven't found refuge for them. I don't understand. Maybe you can tell me how the plan is supposed to be brought forward when, like I said, the American people are already suffering. And then we have our president give up $350 million to the Ukrainian government for warfare when we're trying to speak peace. If that same $350 million could do a lot here for our homeless people all around the United States, the mentally ill that are out walking and talking to the sky. We have a big problem here that we're not even looking at, but we're watching the rest of the world trying to save other people, which is good for humanitarians, but you're lacking taking care of self. So if you're not taking care of self, you're not good for anyone else. Can you speak to that?
Absolutely. You covered it very fully. You covered it very nicely. Just give me a 1 second. Let me have my some of my asthma medication because I have here. It's...
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Sir Mike from Singapore. He is one of our callers that has been riding with us for a couple of years. When COVID first came out, he was one of the ones doing a lot of research on what the disease was and how it was going to affect the people of the world. When me and Brother Mike started talking, the world hadn't shut down at all. It was just one or two people who had it. The news started breaking it out slowly, but we were already on board. We had certain people that had this disease in our neighborhood, and we wanted the world to know that we know there's something going on. Once we start speaking about it, things start unfolding. Brother Mike and a bunch of other people from around the world would call this show and speak out about the illness that we are now calling COVID-19. Sir Mike, are you back yet?
Yes, of course. Yeah, thank you so much. Yes, what you said, absolutely right. I mean, in the time when in New York City, a man hammered an old lady 17 times in the subway, or we see a lot of knife attacks in any subways in United States of America. I mean, we see people's security becomes insecurity. And once we see, you know, all this mass we have in our hands, I mean, we cannot even go to the World War III yet because our army are stretched in Europe, in South Korea, in Taiwan, and many other places. We can only fight maybe one war at a time. I mean, this is the prelude. Ukraine attack is, I mean, Ukraine takeover, hostile takeover of Ukraine was all set up for the prelude to the World War III. I am speechless right now. Yeah, we see in Moscow people are protesting and say peace. We want peace. No more war, no more war. Putin pay more attention and et cetera. But we see around the globe is happening. But if we know what is going to come here, I'm not going to describe it, what is going to come. It is the worst of the worst what you can think of. World War III, the following cities will be evaporated completely. And the following cities are Los Angeles, San Francisco, Portland, Seattle, Washington, D.C., and major cities in United States as well. And those Denver, Colorado, is also, and major cities in Europe will be evaporated. It's London, Paris, and major cities over UK, as well as France, and all European cities pretty much are in danger of evaporating. And cities will be evaporated in China are, of course, the big cities that we know, those would be targeted. And the cities in Middle East would be Tehran, would be evaporated. Baghdad would be evaporated. And Tel Aviv would be evaporated. Israel. And we go back to Saudi Arabia also. Cities of Riyadh would be evaporated. Mecca would be evaporated. And cities of UAE as well too. Emirat, those cities would be, you know, evaporated too. And then we go back to India, Pakistan. Karachi would be evaporated. Islamabad would be evaporated. India, New Delhi, Bombay, and a few other major cities in India would be evaporated. And pretty much all major cities are in danger of evaporating because Putin, last night, he said something. He says our submarines are carrying 500 atom bombs. He says we can put 500 atom bombs to Europe and United States of America. So when Putin says that, I mean, people should be, you know, thinking, you know, solution. I mean, do you have your iodine, potassium iodine ready that at least you can take once a day? Do you have that handy? I mean, do you have handy some filtration that you can drink from your tap water that is already infected with nuclear material, for example, you know, so it's filtered the nuclear thing so you can drink good? I mean, do you have water? Do you have, I mean, they're not to prepare. I'm talking globally right now. I mean, anywhere you hear me, they're not to prepare. If you're not prepared by now, then it's too late, but it's not too late, never. You can do it, start it up from today. And with the massive truckers in Canada, they were, you know, in a strike in front of the Parliament of Canada. We saw what happened. So, and now same thing is happening in the United States in a few days, within the next week. They are going to close the DC belt line, which is 63 miles. And so, I mean, they will be there very soon. So this is another problem. And if that happens, a lot of follow-up goods and services will be interrupted. And in the United States, then we see you're anywhere, you know, with the gas, $6 to $8 in California, and, you know, everything gone up, and the goods and services will be not available. So it's better what you can find now. Buy it, store it, and be prepared. And if somebody says, what are you doing? He says, well, it's, I don't want to be like people of Ukraine. You see, people of Ukraine, they knew that. They were not ready. You see, their supermarkets were empty within an hour of the invasion. You see what I'm saying? I mean, they had 3 months. 3 months they had time. Nobody said, they're not going to attack us. It's never going to happen. Oh, my God. No, no, no. They are procrastination. And as a result, you saw what happened. No goods and sales. There is nothing. People are starving in Ukraine right now. You can live without water only for 3 days. I mean, but without food, you can have 30 days. If you don't have food for 30 days, you can survive. But without water, only 3 days. So now people have a lack of water. I said everything is dirty in Ukraine. Everything is in Ukraine or Kyiv, anywhere. Anything has been anywhere that has had explosions, that means it's been contaminated. Because we don't know that bomb falls, what it was in it. Was it a neutron bomb? Was it, you know, what kind of material was it? Anything explosion is contamination. So those people, do they have a potassium iodine to take it, since one of their storage for the atomic garbage, you know, exploded? Do they have, you know, the filters that you can buy today from Amazon and et cetera for much good price right now for, you know, so you can filter up to 100 gallons of water. I mean, do you have that? Do they have that? No. So not, they cannot even drink water because it's contaminated. And then you drink a contaminated water, so you are going to ruin your body, so you're going to die within a short time, less than a week. You see,
wow.
We have lessons to be learned from Ukraine. I mean, don't look at just Ukraine, what they show. Oh, my gosh. This, you go deeper inside it to say why these people, first of all, they do not have infrastructure. Their infrastructure was very lousy. I mean, they show the people, babushka or grandmother, living in the same, you know, 100 feet or 200 feet apartment. I mean, if it's like that, I mean, where did Zelensky took all this money from United States and other countries too for 7, 8, 10, 12 years? Where is the money gone? Why they did not make the road? Why they did not make upgrade their armies? Why why their equipment was very old? It was like a World War II or something. When you
right.
look at their tanks, I mean, look at the Bush, I mean, Putin tanks, everything nice. And also when you see the Poland giving them, they show them trucks coming from Poland to United Kingdom, it's all black, all polished. There is no dust on their trucks. Very good engine. They know, you know, what it is. I mean, it's the top-notch militarized equipment, but Ukraine doesn't have that. Shame on them. So what the hell they have done? And now they keep asking for help. Yes, I adore their National Guard. I adore the people of Ukraine stood up and repeal it, but I'm not sure how long more they can do that, whether today or the next week. Kyiv will fall down. Go ahead, Blista.
Wow. Hey, the voice you have listened to is Sir Mike from Singapore. He's just given his thoughts here on the Rose Family Radio. It is a month of wellness, and what he's talking about is actually right. I had a caller called in I had to go to, and she said that the Haitians, when the Haitians had the big earthquake and lost a lot of lives, they didn't bring the Haitians here to the United States. And she was saying she's listening to what's going on in our conversation, but she also brought up how the American government has played games with the money, with the help, and they help who they want to. They don't help who needs to be helped. And so that caller, I want to thank her for dropping the line and so we can discuss that. But we're running out of time. We'll be back again. Sir Mike, give your final words to the people of the world.
Is the quality of care globally and nationally in United States of America and Canada is zero right now, almost gone to less than zero, unless you find a good doctor. If a doctor listens to you, doesn't leave the room. Please, another thing, when you go to the doctor, please take your whole ancestry with you. That means take your brother with you, sister with you, everybody, so you have a witness. Because we have seen medical errors is happening all the time. I mean, for example, they say the patient X has a liver disease stage 4, okay? And the person is depressed. Person is saying that, well, you have only less than 4 or 5 years to go, or we have to give you a liver transplant, okay? And then what happened? This person goes about 1.5 years. Everywhere person goes, for example, say, oh, well, what are your problems? Liver cirrhosis, stage 4. And so they say, oh, okay. So we are not going to do anything on your other problems you have, so because you are going to die anyway. So you, automatically they don't give you quality health care or they said, you don't need the surgery, you don't need the surgery, and they keep backing up everything. And then the person, patient X, goes, finally push everything, find a great doctor who listens and says, okay, we can do an MRI on you, MRI of abdomen full, and we can find out if you have anything. And they find out patient X doesn't have liver cirrhosis at all. Patient X liver is clear as to be, good as to be. So now there is lots of, or they say you have a kidney disease, or you have a heart disease. Don't rely on only one test or something. Say, I want to see, I want my report. You take it. You have to be an investigation journalist yourself. And please take everybody with you, 3-4 people, and the doctor, watch the doctor, record the doctors around the globe. Anywhere you go, record them. Because they say to you something, and then they go put on your report something else. And then how can you say, oh, no, we didn't say this? Or the doctors now, they find out that if you are so investigative journalist, or you are, I mean, they want to control everything now, the doctors. Doctors wants to really, you tell them, for example, this is the medications I need. No, we have to change it. Oh, we have to change this. We have to change that. So I ask you, please, for another patient, I have information on. They went to this doctor in XYZ location in United States. The doctor, the patient had a high blood pressure and was talking to the doctor and asking for the medication. He says, no, we cannot give that to you. After patients went, to the emergency room on the same day, but he wasn't concerned for him. And he said in his report against the patient that this patient was treating the doctor or et cetera. So you can see, and then he, dismantle this patient X from his practice due to say, well, this patient is a threat to my, nurses or me. I cannot talk to him anymore. I don't want him. So doctors now lie. You have to record them. And if that patient did not have this recording, and that doctor will have to give a very high price because of slander to this patient. This patient has a total recording of that. How can a person to be bad so quick? I mean, yes, how can the person to be combative from over the phone? I mean, well, he has almost a heart attack, and you're telling him, no, I'm not giving you this medication, love, 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 love. And because he's new, he doesn't know anything, because he doesn't want to know the patient. So those kind of doctors needs to be know that I endorse from BTR and your show. Everybody needs to record it. Just when you go, before it goes, just record it and videotape your things too. Hell with them. because they do that to you anyway. Because when you are there, you know, there is a special unit next to the light. It has a speaker in it. It has everything you say. They are documenting from their end. So why not you documenting everything from your end too? From today, we do not trust any doctors anywhere globally. We must bring aunts, mother, father, every, bring your ancestry with you from now to the doc appointments. So you have, so how many witnesses are? You have 3-4 witnesses plus recording of from every angle. And instead of talking to each other, just be silent. Just let the patient do that. And then if you have any questions, say, I have a question. No, I need to inject. Be, you have to be aggressive these days. Otherwise, the doc, I mean, I don't say we have don't have a good doctors globally. There are doctors that who they cancel their vacations to do a surgery for the patients. We appreciate them. We adore them, and their names is always on the list. You can check them by rating. Just say doctor's name, rating, and it will come and read to see if this doctor that you're going has a problem or no problem. And if it has a problem, you have to be defensive side. I ask everybody to endorse, I mean, to take all your family as much as you can is allowed and take it with you and also record them. Because in this time, you have to be like them. Arm yourself with knowledge and do not trust the doctors and always read the report. Always connect to the system that they are in and to see what they put after summary with it, what they put on their notes. Is this the same as what you guys agreed? If it's yes, so okay, the next time. So this time you pass. Don't let them, you see, like system of check and balances. You have to do that, and you have to keep recordings and put it into iCloud or put it on some cloud, put it on thing, put it in so nicely so you know 10 years from now if you want it, so you know, put a name on it, say today's visit, etc. Or you can also buy $20 ones. Is that for 8 gigabyte? Or something like that. It's cheap too. It has the recording. It's a USB. You just put it, turn it on. You charge it up. It's for 8 hours. You charge it up as soon as the nurse goes out and then come back. Doctor comes. You put it on. You just put it and it's recording. And then you can put it anywhere you like and put a name on it. So you know it was today's visit or which doctor. So you know. And put something so you know you can find it down the road. And this is, you have to combat it. You have patients now in around the globe are combative against the doctors that now they don't care for you if you have a Medicare or you have any national health, or in Canada they don't care for you anymore because you have a national health care as well. I mean, so people are not know how to fight back. Because it's not right. Because I know and you know that we are not going to be bad with the doctor. I mean, we are good. But the patient X has a problem with the heart, and patient X recording, they went through it. They find no evidence of anything that he said offensive or bad to the doctor. But the doctor decided, yes, this person is bad and combative, so I don't want this to come to my practice anymore. You see how the doctors are doing this. This has happened everywhere. USA, Canada, Bangladesh, Singapore, it happens all over the globe. So we need to combat it and bring your relatives and fight back with these doctors and get the best healthcare quality that you deserve. And, you know, don't, if a doctor give you around and around, and he doesn't listen to you or talk to you and leaves the room, so you have three witnesses. And then you say, what? He just left. I'm talking to you. Or some doctor say, oh, you need the surgery. Okay, let's do surgery. Okay. Do you want to know me as a patient and then do the surgery? Or just you say, 5 minutes, come here, do the surgery, or see you in surgery room. No. That's not right. You have to know me, my allergies, you have to know. Many people are allergic to different medications, etc. I mean, you cannot just put me into the, for example, patient XYZ into the surgery and say, okay, I do it for you, but I do it for you. No, because you have to know me. If you don't want to know me, I take my business elsewhere. Go ahead, my dear brother Tim.
Sir Mike, we appreciate you for all you bring to the radio show, man. Ladies and gentlemen, we're about out of here, but Sir Mike was touching on a lot of different things. And the main thing I got from him was when you go to your doctor, make sure they're in their reports and in their summary, it's the same thing y'all talked about. And the other thing is, don't just go there by yourself. If you're allowed to go in with someone, two or three or four or five of your family members, take somebody else with you so we can hold these doctors accountable. Sir Mike, I thank you for your time. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Rose Family Radio. We're celebrating a month of wellness. The question was, today, so the mayor of Sacramento has money to bring Ukrainians over here to house them, give them jobs, but we still have a lot of homeless people on our streets. Now, how does that work? I'm going to tell you how that works. It works by us not putting the right people in the right places. I ask that the people of Sacramento start investing in young folks to get them ready to run in these races in the political arena, because what we're doing is we're giving our votes away. We're not getting anything back for them. I'm just giving you a little bit of what I know, and what I know is that we, as the American people, we get cheated daily. Here's Stevie Wonder, Superstition, on the Rose Family Radio.
There is
Writings on the wall. Hey, I want to thank y'all for ear hustling with me. You could be ear hustling anywhere in America or in the world. We thank you for calling in, Sir Mike from Singapore. Sir Mike, he gets a little long-winded, but he be trying to get the information to you. And I'm hoping that you soaked up what he said, because most of the things he talked about is happening and is affecting all of us. And so we're going to keep this thing moving. I just want you to know that God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Allow him to use you to save, to serve, and to heal those in your surrounding. I'm DJ One Gone, and it's been a beautiful show.
You are now tuned in to Wise Words with One Gone. It's the Get co-signing. Cheer. Can I hear it right on? Come on, only clap your hands, y'all. Say a song with it, y'all.
Oh, yeah. Devotion. the